The stock market's been hit hard again today. It's dropped 10%, wiping $167 billion to close at 5,058. We'll be joined by Perth Live stockbroker Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities in around a half an hour's time. The state government also announced today that all household fees and charges are going to be frozen immediately. That includes power, water, motor vehicle charges, public transport, the emergency services levy. Let's bring in the chief economist at the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Aaron Morey, for more analysis. G'day, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Is this a good measure by the government to freeze household fees and charges?
Freezing household fees and charges. Yep. No, look, any measure at this time, Ollie, is going to help the economy. We need to pull out all the stops. We're looking at some significant economic impacts from this virus, and we welcome the state government's measures today.
The state government's also going to offer a one-off $17,500 grant to small businesses, which has a payroll of between $1 and $4 million. Will that be a good injection for those small businesses, Aaron? Mm.
Yeah, look, the key thing in terms of a policy response at this time, Ollie, is trying to help those small businesses get through this difficult period. At some point, we'll emerge on the other side of this virus. The key thing is to try and help those small businesses stay in business and to keep their workers in business. Having spoken to a number of small businesses lately, I know that they're trying as hard as they can to keep their staff in work. These sorts of measures will help with that.
Are we going to head towards an economic shutdown ultimately, Aaron?
Oh, look, in terms of what the medical response will be, others will be better placed to comment on that. But look, there is no doubt, Ollie, as every day goes past, as every new health measure is put in place, the economic costs continue to mount. We are in for some significant economic consequences. That's why we think it's important that the state government, the federal government, and now the RBA are pulling all potential policy levers. The important thing, and from a CCIWA perspective, we continue to work constructively with both the federal and state governments to ensure that they continue to monitor those policy settings and ramp them up when they need to. And that's the key thing about these sorts of measures. They're quite scalable. And so we'll continue to monitor the situation and to inform the federal and state governments as the weeks and days go by.
Some small business owners have contacted the program this afternoon saying they're feeling left out. Do you anticipate there'll be more stimulus to come?
Oh, look, so the policy lever that the state government has is payroll tax. The state government only has so many levers that it can pull. Federal government's announcement last week, its cash flow assistance up to $25,000 for businesses with turnover less than $50 million. That's available to a broader set of businesses that are registered for GST. So if anyone's unsure about what entitlements they can access, the federal government initiatives are on treasury.gov.au. I'd encourage people to visit that site to get the details of the federal government's package.
Is there anything else that can be done, Aaron? What more would you call for?
Oh, look, so the important thing, Ollie, is that these measures are scalable. As I said, CCIWA will continue to work constructively with governments to monitor the situation, to ramp up these measures if needed. I think what the state and federal government can also do is to work together to identify potential initiatives where they can ramp up expenditure on the maintenance of assets such as schools, hospitals, social housing and roads. Those are the sorts of things. When the rubber hits the road and people start to lose their jobs and people get concerned and don't go out, that's when we need to pull out all the stops, and there are other measures on the table that they can potentially look at.
Aaron Morey, we're in for a few difficult weeks ahead. Thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure, Ollie.
Chief Economist, Chamber of Commerce and Industry.